The Gary Knoll Show, daily at noon on the Progressive Radio Network.
Oh, a happy day.
Live from New York City, it's the Gary Knoll Show. And now, your host, Gary Knoll.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll, broadcasting live from our studios in New York City and video streaming live over ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. Today, the latest on understanding how homeopathy works and scientific proof that it does from Matthew Silverstone, Natural News. Our issue of the day will be on America at a crossroads. We have two paths that face us, violence or convention, paths to reform. And I'll get into Article 5 and what we can do about that. Also, we're going to take a look at what is happening in Europe, the Eurozone, with Professor Michael Hudson. And we're going to talk about what I personally believe, based upon what I see, will be the inevitable collapse of the Eurozone. Well, Michael just returned yesterday from Eastern Europe and Russia. So, as a part of our continuing social issues coverage each day, with real experts, not people just aligned with the left or the right or with think tanks, but rather independent thinkers, will give you a heads up. Why? Because what happens in Europe, which is a larger economy than the United States, happens here. So a lot of people are thinking, well, okay, I could invest in the euro or some of those other, like the German currency. Before you do any of that, you better understand what's going on there. I personally believe, and I'll share this with Dr. Michael Hudson, that the banks, and behind the banks are the financiers from all walks of life, they're betting that the austerity programs, let the people eat gruel, that they'll continue to get the money out of these countries, take away pensions, reduce work hours, reduce benefits, get rid of their free healthcare systems, free educational system, privatize the country. There's going to be a tipping point. It is inevitable that we will see a violent revolution starting probably in Greece, but could happen in Italy. The Italians are not going to accept any major austerity program. And you're looking at $2.6 trillion in debt there, one of the leading indebted countries in the world. For all intents and purposes, Italy is bankrupt. You start taking away their services, they'll throw it down your throat. And then you'll see the Irish, and it's going to be a contagion. That will be catastrophic for the United States' banking system that is betting heavily that no matter how tough you make it, the people will continue to be passive, a little bit of protesting, but the banker's going to extract every penny they can. We're going to discuss that in some length. And the latest on the environment, extreme summertime temperatures, that is now going to be the new norm. And this is from Science Daily and from the journal Climate Change Letters. I'll go into that as well. So as you see, we have an awful lot to discuss. Always starting, of course, with something we can do ourselves each day, and that is make better choices. Live a healthier and happier and longer life. I watched once when one of the Quackbusters was debating a chiropractor on national television on the Phil Donahue show, and I was just over Phil Donahue's place a couple of months ago for a a fundraiser and has a beautiful apartment overlooking Central Park with his wife, Marla Thomas. And, of course, he's very much a progressive and committed to social issues. But and I appeared on his show a couple times debating on alternative cancer therapies. But I'm watching this, and the chiropractor was unprepared. So the quackbuster said, look, you believe in water because there's nothing in homeopathy except water. And we know that water is not going to reverse any of these diseases that you claim it will. So you're asking us to believe in non-supported nonsense. There's no science. There's no validation or verification. And this is what bothered me. The chiropractor did not have the research at hand. I did. I had 135 peer-reviewed studies with 69 human studies showing that homeopathy worked. In fact, one of those studies was done by a British Journal of Immunology where they actually stated their bias. They actually were doing the study to show it wouldn't work, and lo and behold, no matter how many times they did this trial, it did work. They didn't understand why it worked, and because medicine in America couldn't understand it, they simply denied it. As a result, very few people in the United States understand homeopathy, and even less benefit from it. Most scientists today will state categorically that homeopathy is a scientific impossibility, according to Matthew Silverstone. And put yourself in the mind of a cynic who could disagree. Why? Because if you look under a microscope and you look at a homeopathic solution, any homeopathic solution, what you're going to look at is water that contains no atoms. And the atoms, we're told, are what cause biological reactions. So the more atoms, the more biological reaction. So imagine telling someone you have poison ivy, or you have cancer, or you have emphysema, and by using these particular homeopathic remedies, it'll help. And they're saying, but how? There's no atoms. There's nothing there. It's just water. Not true. It's the other half of the story. Here's the other half of the story. Homeopathy works not because of the atoms, but because of the energy that was in the atoms originally. Imagine this. How many times in life have you experienced something and now you're 2, 5, 10 years, 20 years past that experience, and yet, with complete memory, vivid as possible, you bring that back into your consciousness, and you actually feel something. Why do you think we like doo-wop music, those of us who are baby boomers? Because we actually get the feeling today that we did back then, when we first heard the music, and we associate that with maybe being out on a date, whatever we were doing, it all comes back. Well, what comes back? The molecules come back? No, the vibration of the energy. And here's how we can prove that in the science of energy medicine. And it's this. It's not the chemicals in any solution that cause a biological change, but the vibrations that emanated from the chemicals, that's what has the effect. And that's a massive missing part of our education. It's simply the concept of vibrations. Now, you've all heard good vibrations, bad vibrations. Hey, man, what kind of vibes are you giving me? We know what we're talking about. For example, how many times have you looked at someone and said, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I know something's wrong. Nothing's wrong. I can feel it. Something's wrong. Oh, okay, well, and then they tell you. It would be like looking at three light bulbs, and only two of the three work. The third doesn't, but you can't actually see when they're turned on. How would you know? It's simple. It's not the light that emanates from the light bulb, it's the heat. And the heat can be felt after a light bulb was turned on. So if you went into a dark room and you touched three light bulbs, and two of them were warm and the third was cold, then you would not have to see them turned on to know that the one emanating the energy and hence manifested heat were the real ones. And the chemicals are secondary, the vibration, and each electron vibrates uniquely, and everything is made up of electrons, then it is incontrovertible to state that everything vibrates. Absolutely everything in life vibrates. So if everything vibrates, it would seem fairly logical that one vibration must affect another. And just take the sound, for example, of a choir singing together. Sounds very different from a school playground. Now, if they're singing in the correct vibration, and that's the whole purpose of a conductor. The conductor has to finely tune and synchronize all of the instruments in the vibration so it all comes together correctly. The same way in someone singing, or like the Everly Brothers. I don't think any two people ever sang in such harmony as the Everly Brothers. And, for example, think of the people who you look in their eyes and immediately, without any words being said, you know what the person is feeling. You're in synchronicity with that person. Frequently when I do a lecture, I can't remember what I said. I'm in that moment. And the people don't always remember what you say, but they remember how they felt. And that's what they take away, the feeling. They felt moved and excited. They felt shocked. They felt challenged. Those are vibrations that will stay with them forever. I have people come up to me, "Oh, Gary, I heard you talking once with your mom. You called her on the phone about something, and she didn't know she was on the radio. And just listening to you and your mom, I could just feel the energy, the love between a son and his mother. And I just, and I'm thinking, yeah, that was a long time ago." Doesn't matter. Energy never leaves us. So that said, so if vibrations are the answer about the big idea that's put forward by homeopaths, that it is also to do with this concept that water has a memory, and it's the memory in the water. And what is 74% of our body? Water. And this is what we don't understand. It's vibrations. Water has the amazing property that enables it to change its vibrations pattern to the chemical and environment in which it is in. This is an incredibly important point and one that needs to be remembered. Water is a chameleon, adapting itself to its environment vibrationally. For an example, in one experiment, if you treated a cup of water with a specific vibration frequency, the water would change itself to that specific vibration, and it would stay like that forever. It would only change if it came across a different vibration. And this vibrated water, if ingested directly and instantly, affects our body's biological functions. Depending upon the vibrational frequency of the water, different illnesses can be treated. Now, how many times have you heard me say that for different illnesses, I start people off by cleansing and rejuvenation? And how do I do that? By juices. Well, that's where by selecting the different juices and the different combinations of juices, those are water with chemicals, the phytonutrients, the antioxidants, the natural chemicals, whether it's watercress or apple or lemon or watermelon, each one has vibrations. By mastering how to combine these vibrations, I can very easily give someone a tea that will calm them or a juice that will create a higher energy, or one that will detoxify and eliminate chemicals like lead, cadmium, mercury out of the body. Because what's going in is juice. The water in the body is then taking up the vibration. Now, how many times do we say we feel really relaxed when we're by the ocean, or by a stream, or by a pond, or taking a nice bubble bath? All that's water. It's the vibration. Remember, we are becoming a part of the energy. It's called epigenetics. The energy that we're in rebalances our own internal energy, and that rebalances our vibration through our body. If you're around someone who's angry, negative, depressed, toxic, it changes your DNA. It changes the vibration. it changes how you feel. So now we have lots of good scientific studies showing that homeopathy works, and the reason it works is because the mastery of homeopathy is selecting different properties that create vibrations in the water, and then the water vibrates in your body and causes an outcome. That's how it works. Next up, hey, for those of you who thought the government surely could do something to help people with food stamps, after all, they happen to be poor. They are frequently food insecure, meaning they just don't have enough to eat. And most of them come from backgrounds where they don't have availability of fresh organic produce. So the answer, you guessed it, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and other fast food franchises have descended upon the USDA and said, we'll help. Let us be able to take food stamps so that they can have our Taco Bells or our pizzas or our Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's big business. Food stamps this past year was $65 billion. And we have, with the rise, some addition of 53,000 newly eligible businesses can now offer their products for food stamps. And so now the government is contemplating allowing people to buy fast foods with food stamps. How about that? You think that maybe people that are already malnourished, suffering from nutrient deficiencies, or obese, have diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease, that what they need is more of the things that cause it? And you wonder why I challenged the politics of these agencies. And finally, I've mentioned before many times a nutrient called resveratrol. Here's the latest from diabetes. Quote, University of Alberta, protective effects of resveratrol, compound found in red grapes and other plant foods against the development of metabolic syndrome, a group of symptoms that increase the risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And they went on to do this test and found out that it really made a difference. So if you know anyone who is pre-diabetic, diabetic, or has heart disease, then resveratrol, I'm going to suggest 200 milligrams a day, could make a big difference. I'm Gary Nall. Back in a moment. Please stay with us all this week. Disco music. Welcome all of you. I'm Gary Nall. We have a lot to go in our program today. We're going to go to our issues about two paths to reform, either through violence, which we don't want, or convention. And I'm going to talk about something we can all do as progressive independent thinkers to make a big change. And what do I believe is necessary? I don't believe in changing the political system. It is not possible to change it, correct it, reform it. The Democrats and Republicans work on that. I say, let us change how people are elected and get rid of all campaign financing. Therefore, no more corporate people coming in and saying, we want you as our person, and no more of the ALEC corporations meeting with state legislators. We could change all that, but we can do it only through a constitutional amendment. I'll show you how we can do that and become very proactive. Before we go to our guests, before we go to our issues, I want to make one quick offer to our audience today. By the way, Progressive Radio Network added 3 million more or Progressive Radio added 3 more million people. That brought it up to almost 94 million. You heard me right, 94 million people going to Progressive Radio for information and articles and listening to programs. And, of course, Progressive Radio Network is number one. It didn't exist before 7 years ago when I founded it. And to give you an idea of how many people that is, that's more than, Google it, that's more than all conservative radio and all liberal radio combined. All right? So we're the place that people are going to get information with no publicity, no advertising. So it's just a phenomena. It's one of those revolutions that are occurring under everyone's radar. But none of the programs have to raise any funds ever. No pitching by anyone. I do some occasionally, and that's what pays the bills. Today, we asked people, what would you like as a special? And they said, Power Berry Blast. This is new and improved. It's raw, all natural, 22 fruits and berries and antioxidants. And here's what's in it. And at very high doses, you're going to get the very first ingredient is acai berry at 1,525 milligrams. That's a lot. Then cranberries at 1,500 and goji berries and red raspberries. These are all up around 1,500. Then strawberries and then blueberry extract and elderberry and noni, black cherry juice, black raspberries, blueberry leaf extract, camu, black currants, pineapple, guava, red raspberry extract, grapeseed extract, aronia, bilberry extract, and quercetin. And I have some stevia in there, and beet juice. It is low calories. It is, in fact, it's good for diabetics also. And it only has 40 calories, so it's very, very, very low glycemic. And but it is flooding your body with phytonutrients, antioxidants, and it also has 15,000 ORAC. That's the highest of any product I know of in the world. And that means those are ORAC are protective antioxidants. So this has the power to help neutralize free radicals in the body like nothing else I'm aware of. So it tastes great. It is great. It's a powder. And it's a big jar. And it, you're getting a phenomenal discount on it. The lowest price we've ever offered it, $79.95. And we have 300 jars. We make these in 500 jar amounts, so it's always fresh, always always small batches. And we just got 300 in today. So do this, call 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. What you didn't hear me say is what it'll do for you. I associated no disease, no cure with it. If I told you what I know from speaking with so many people who use it, it would be the hottest selling product in the world. But I can't make any claims, so I don't. But all you have to do is go to the scientific literature for yourself and look under each one of those items, and then you know why I put them all together in very high doses. See, here's the gimmick. A lot of companies out there, they're not going to produce a product like this. It'd be too expensive. So what they'll do, they'll copy me. I see it all the time. But they'll put down there acai. But then you don't find the milligrams. And then you find out from the company, oh, we could put 10 milligrams. Oh, you put 10 milligrams? What good's 10 milligrams do? I have 1,550. We couldn't put that in there. It's too expensive. Yeah. So this is the Aston Martin, which, by the way, is better than a Rolls, better than a Ferrari, better than a Maserati. This is the ultimate compounded or powdered berry food. It's called Power Berry Blast, and it's got it all. So give a call, because you're getting it the lowest price ever, 877-627-5065. Why? While supplies last, and we only have 300. Let's go into our studio and say hello to the executive producer here who's oversaw the drugging of our children and shepherded through, and also knocking on the devil's door, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Gary.
Valerie, we have a wonderful evening coming up. It's next Tuesday evening.
I guess Wednesday.
Wednesday evening? Yeah, Wednesday evening. It starts at 5, but I want people to be there who are going to come to the first showing of Knocking on the Devil's Door. I want them there at like 4:15 so that there's no lines. We get people in, but we're also going to need some volunteers. And because I want it to run as smooth as possible, because we have that, we have a big lecture form, and then we have a showing for the only time we're going to show it in the New York area, our world premiere of Death by Medicine, which is the number one winning documentary that I'm aware of in the world right now. I mean, I think we just passed 50 of them. Yeah, so this one is getting a lot of recognition out there. So people have a chance to see it, and this could save people's lives. So if people would like to volunteer, we're filled up, by the way. All of our seats are full. We're doing it at the Ethical Culture Center. There is a chance, there will always be people who cancel. All right, always. When you have 1,500 people coming, there's always going to be certain. So people can call and be on a waiting list. And they're going to get two copies of a film, but also we're going to start offering it over the Internet. Because we're filled up, so people all over the world say, we want to watch it too. So now they can go over the Internet and they'll see both films, and they're not going to see the film from a camera to a screen. They're going to see it fed. Plus, they're going to see the whole press conference of Vandana Shiva. So if they go to knockingonthedevilsdoor.com or progressiveradionetwork.com or GaryNull.com, it'll take them to the site so they can sign up. But we have got as much bandwidth as we can. More than that, we can't use. So I want people who would like to volunteer. And if you volunteer, you're going to get two copies of the films, one of each. And you're going to get the new book, which just came out yesterday. I just saw it here, Death by Medicine. And I want them to call. I'm going to call Jason's number on that. What's up with you today?
Oh, we're just getting ready to go out on a shoot with you, Gary, this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be shooting all day.
For three new documentaries we're doing. So.
Yeah, we got three new ones. Very exciting. Do we have drivers?
Yes, the driver's coming. He should be here now.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we're going to hustle out there, and we've been editing. I'm seeing all of our editors, all of our producers are cranking away here. It's a very exciting time.
Right. And also, if some of the volunteers out there have some experience with video production, we could use maybe two or three people that would work with us shooting the video at this event.
Oh, that would be good, too.
Yes.
They should call you. What's your number?
My number is 646-926-5441. That's 646-926-5441. And that's Valerie.
Good. And if you would like to volunteer, if you'd like to volunteer for next Wednesday evening, we're going to have ushers and we're going to have people signing people in. We're going to have e-tickets. We're going to make it smooth. Give a call to Jason at 646-926-5428. 646-926-5428. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, we got something big happening in a moment. You don't want to miss it. Real big. All right. But let's take a quick break. Come back with my guest, Dr. Michael Hudson. Sylvester. Dr. Michael Hudson, nice to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Gary.
And it's michaelhudson.com. And Dr. Hudson is the author of Super Imperialism, The Economic Strategy of the American Empire, and Global Fracture. My question on our newsmaker today is that Mike Whitney from Counterpunch says that the Eurozone is at the death's door. And here, I'll quote him, it's short. It says, this is from Bloomberg. Quote, after almost 2 years of fighting to contain the region's debt crisis and providing the biggest share of three European bailouts, Chancellor Merkel is laying the ground for what markets say is almost a sure thing, a Greek default. And then the Wall Street Journal and all these others chime in. The average American doesn't understand the Eurozone, the Euro. We have been led to believe that, don't worry, whatever happens over there will not impact us here, because we have the strength of being number one in the world, and we will stand behind any and all of our financial obligations. So if there's a shakeout over there, so what? Could you bring us up to date on why we should be paying attention to the euro? My final question, and I'm not going to say any more, is I believe that at a certain point there will be a tipping in either Greece, Italy, Ireland, or Spain, where the austerity measures are so severe, the cutbacks in pensions, education, health care, and privatization is so extreme, all to benefit the bankers, that the people will simply begin to rebel, and not peacefully. Could you address this, please?
Well, there's a reason why most Americans don't understand the euro, and that is that the euro is such a crazy, unworkable system from the beginning. In America, we're used to the Federal Reserve being able to monetize the government debt. In other words, when the Treasury runs a budget deficit, the Federal Reserve can just print the money or create a bank account. Just like when you go to a bank will, you'll sign an IOU and a bank will create money in your account. That's how the Federal Reserve creates money in America. That's how the Bank of England creates money. It's how central banks were designed to finance government deficits. Europe doesn't have any central bank like that. The Constitution of Europe prevents the central bank from financing government deficits. And the reason is the banks in Europe is now run essentially by the banks. And the banks said, we don't want a public option in money creation. We want that when the government runs a deficit, we want it to borrow from us. That way we'll have an enormous market and governments don't default. Well, the result is that the government's when they run a deficit, now they borrowed from the banks, but then they have to keep reborrowing and reborrowing. And all of a sudden, they realize that they're running deficits, and there's no way for them to pay the, their bondholders unless they borrow the money. And that's called a Ponzi scheme. So the banks say, oh, we can't lend you. It looks like you're running into deficits because there's a downturn. Well, in America, when there's a downturn, the government's supposed to print money and reinflate the economy to help employment, but that's not permitted in Europe because there's a rule under the Lisbon Treaty that governments can't run more than a 3% deficit in their relative to GDP. So the result is that Europe's government's hands are tied, and now the banks have brought on themselves a fact where there's bound to be a default. So the banks are now Angela Merkel, and the banks are now going to Greece and say, well, you can't pay. You're going, why don't you sell us the Parthenon? They literally said that. Sell us your land, sell out your islands, sell us your water systems, sell us your ports. Just default and turn everything over to the bankers. And the Greeks said, look, we've been invaded hundreds of times in our history. We were invaded by the Turks. We've been invaded before. We're not going to let the bankers take our property away without a fight. And we're just not going to pay. So as you say, in Italy, Spain, Greece, and Portugal, they're not going to voluntarily consign themselves to debt serfdom, and so there are going to be defaults. The problem is that American banks have $1.5 trillion worth of bets and loans to the Greeks because banks like Citibank or Bank of America, we don't know which ones, but the banks say, look, we can make a few extra percentage points by taking the risk. If we lose the money, the government will bail us out. We'll just ask President Obama to cut back Social Security by another 50% to pay us and print the money. So the result is that Geithner, Secretary of Treasury Geithner, has gone over to Europe saying, you've got to make Greece sell off its property. You've got to impose austerity so that your governments can pay your banks to pay our banks for all of the cross deposits that we have. And I just got back from meetings in Yaroslavl in Russia. And the feeling there is that Europe's going to tell America to go to hell, but that Europe will collapse anyway. So that no matter how bad America's financial system is, the financial system is even worse in Europe.
All right, two quick follow-ups to that. Does it really matter if Goldman Sachs, who I was told by someone inside Goldman Sachs, has a very large bet, a derivative bet in Greece, and that the other banks all total are up around $500 billion, because if for some reason Greece defaults and doesn't want to turn its Pantheon into, let's say, a spa that, you know, that could be privatized with the hotels, and you know, and we love to go into a country and take its assets and make it into something commercial, that if anything happens, they'll just walk right over, as they have been, to the Treasury and say, look, we just lost X amount of billions, and the Treasury said, no problem, here's a 0.25 interest loan, nobody's going to know the terms, no one's going to know the toxic assets you have to give, so you give us all your derivative positions, we'll make you whole. We did it with AIG, giving 100 cents on the dollar to Goldman Sachs, even though no money exchanged hands between Goldman Sachs and AIG. It was purely based upon a derivative position, and so we can do the same. They did it for $16 trillion, so what's another $1.2 trillion, since the Fed has already shown it's completely willing to bail out any hedge fund, corporate friendly business, or even government, all at taxpayers' expense?
Well, that's the problem, Gary. Will the government make sure that no rich person loses money and say only the workers have to lose money, only the industries lose money, only the real economy has to lose money? President Obama is the candidate of Wall Street, unfortunately. I hate to say it. I'd hope that it would be different, but he does whatever his Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve people say, and he appointed bank lobbyists as his financial managers, the Treasury Secretary in the Fed. And when you have the president turning over economic policy to bank lobbyists, they're going to loot the whole country to pay themselves. They don't care about the economy. They only care about how much the financial sector can get. And if they do what you say, that really wrecks the economy. The irony is that here you have the Tea Party right-wingers like Michelle Bachmann who voted against the bailout. And the right-wingers on the Republican side, Ron Paul and others, are going to be taking a populist position way to the left of the Democrats. So Obama has moved to the right of the Republican Party and is now to the right of the Tea Party. Nobody could have expected this 4 years ago. And it just shows what happens, that when you let the campaign contributors do a psychological profile of a president and they say, this is our guy, we can control them. Unfortunately, that's the position that the American society is in right now.
Last two questions. What do you, and I realize this is a completely subjective analysis, but you have been so accurate in the past, what do you see is happening in Europe with the value of the euro over the next, let's say, 2 to 3 years, and what impact do you believe this will have on the American dollar over the next 2 to 3 years?
There won't be much impact on the American dollar, whatever happens, because they're separate currencies. The euro has always been a satellite currency to the dollar. Right now, China is trying to support the euro because when it diversified out of the dollar, it diversified into the euro, so it got out of the frying pan into the fire. Regarding what's going to happen, most people I spoke to over in Europe believe that the euro is going to break up into a creditor area, Germany, France, and Holland, and a debtor area, the Mediterranean area. And the creditor euro, the German mark, will go up, and the debtor euro, the Italian lira, will go down. I was also told that in Italy, Italy is playing a key role in this because Berlusconi apparently is controlled pretty much by the mafia, who are his campaign financiers, and they want to break up the euro, break up Italy, which means breaking up Europe, because they don't want the northern Italians to have to pay to support the southern Italians anymore. That the Mezzogiorno area just hasn't worked, and so Italy may be the wild card that people have not spoken about so far.
Last quick question. I know you have to go in a minute. I do not see the Fed easing up on its massive giveaways to special interest and zero to the American small business person or the local person. I don't see anything Obama or the Republicans doing that's going to really put people back to work and reindustrialize America. What do you see happening in the United States as far as where we're going in the next 24 to 36 months?
Well, the reality is that Obama thinks that American wages have to fall by 30%. He believes that you actually get more competitive if you join the race to the bottom and you lower wages. So his policies are going to be to cut back spending on the real economy, to give money to his campaign contributors on Wall Street, and he's the largest recipient of Wall Street campaign funds. Basically, I think we're going to go into a kind of slow depression, down and down and down. There'll be a zigzag pattern like there always is, but it's not very good news, and it's going to be just a slow squeeze on labor. And I think most consumer surveys show this. Consumers sense that they're very worried about their jobs, they're losing a job, and they're not going into debt. They're trying to get as liquid as they can because they realize that the economy is going down. And anyone who lives in New York or a big city can merely walk down the big shopping street, and they can see all the for rent signs in the stores. And it's not only Borders that's gone out of business, it's a lot of ones. So the economy is shrinking, and it's planned. It doesn't have to be this way. Whenever you have poverty in a high technology world like today, it's always the result of policy. And what most economists wring their hands over and say, isn't this awful? Well, it's actually very good for the banks. It's very good for the creditors who want to foreclose. It's very good for the richest 10%. So while economists say, gee, it's bad for the 90%, that really means somebody else is gaining on the other side of the balance sheet.
As always, thank you very much for your insights. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Professor Michael Hudson, one of America's leading economists and Wall Street financial analysts, but he is a progressive economist, he is a progressive thinker, and he is a good friend, and we appreciate him sharing his insights. He is at michael-hudson.com. I'm Gary Nall. Our issue, and then we're going to ask your calls. First, on the environment. I told you this was coming 4 years ago. Science Daily and Climate Change Letters, quote, "The current issue of climate change, a Boston University researcher has estimated the impact near-term increases in global mean temperatures will be hotter than at any time in the past," which means, in lay language, you know how hot it got this summer? That's the new cool. So as hot as it was, that's as cool as it's going to be in all future summers. So you just get ready to bake. Shake and bake. That's what's going to be happening, man. Whoa, tomorrow I'm going to tell you about California. California, get ready, your water's rising. And what's it going to mean? I'll tell you town by town. Now, here's our issue of the day, and this is from Joel Hirshhorn from Global Research. Quote, "By every one of countless measures, the U.S. is in a death spiral. Its political system, government, and economy are hopelessly broken. No wonder that the vast majority of Americans express severe dissatisfaction with Congress, both major parties, and increasingly with President Obama. And the only ones who care about what's happening in a good way are the wealthy elites. And they have any reason to be positive about corporate powers? You bet. Wall Street and the whole banking and financial sector are on a rip. They're not only, they own the nation, they run it. Only the truly delusional still speak about the U.S. being the leading and best nation. About a third of the population is suffering from one or more of these epidemics: unemployment, underemployment, hunger, homelessness, home foreclosure, no useful health insurance, income so stagnated that keeping up with rising living costs is next to impossible, and slippage from the middle class into the working poor class. What is to save the nation? Once you acknowledge the profound and insidious corruption plaguing the political system, which is nothing more than a dysfunctional two-party plutocracy or oligarchy serving the rich and corporate interests, then you must also see that elections will not deliver salvation. Nor can you depend on the media to rise above the corporate ownership to help fix the nation. It matters little whether you vote for or support Republicans or Democrats. All those politicians are corrupt,
and unable to exercise bold, creative solutions for the good of the nation, not those special interests that get them elected, on the right or the left. Once mighty nations and superpowers have fallen before, history speaks truth, unlike just about everything else today that is spoken by politicians. They are pathological liars. There are two paths that have the power to bring about the major radical reforms needed. Everything else you hear is pure garbage designed to maintain the status quo. First, there is what brought about the birth of the United States and so many other democracies: violent revolution. Not rebellion against some foreign power, but rather against domestic tyrannical forces. There is a limit to what many millions of Americans will endure, especially as they see the rich upper class enjoying every conceivable type of luxury. True, it is hard to understand how, even now, we have not seen millions of angry, suffering Americans protesting violently in the streets of all major cities, as we see happen in so many European and Eastern Middle Eastern countries. Americans seem to have been drugged into a distracted, delusional state of mind, still buying the scam that they can depend upon elections. Eventually, however, as government is financially unable to provide various kinds of assistance because of a broken economy, those most struggling to survive will inevitably resort to violence. History speaks truth. Second is the peaceful route to dramatic, necessary reforms the founders had the wisdom to put into the Constitution. Article 5, Convention of State Delegates with the Constitutional Power to Propose Constitutional Amendments. At this time, there are more diverse groups seriously examining and increasingly demanding the first Article 5 convention. Why? Because it has become crystal clear to more and more people that only through constitutional amendments that Congress will never propose is possible to rid the political system of the corruption, dysfunctional permeating all of it. Get private money out of politics. Remove the fiction of corporate personhood. Compel Congress to balance the budget, where the ideas are everywhere. At other times, to get the first Article 5 convention met stiff opposition from the right and the left. But times have changed. It is clearer than ever that the political and government system is so broken and corrupt that the basic rules must be amended, just as the fathers believed would become necessary. A major upcoming conference at Harvard using the tagline "Democracy in America is stalled" will surely help focus both support and opposition to using the convention route. There are now many websites providing solid information and analysis about the convention options, particularly one by the National Nonpartisan Friends of the Article 5 Convention that does not advocate for specific amendments. Now, that's our issue. We can stand by and expect the Democrats and Republicans, with Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Laura Ingraham on the right and Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann and the others on the left, to provide us with commentary and solutions. Neither side is honest, neither understands the problems, and the media backing them refuse to look for the truth. It is the independent thinkers, it is the progressive thinkers who are looking for positive solutions that are at the forefront, and yet they get no media, no publicity. Well, they should, because we have the answers. Your thoughts on this, please. What do you see coming? What do you believe is possible? I believe that change is inevitable in a positive way, but not before there's going to be a crisis. I'll tell you about my ideas of what I see coming. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm traveling all over America. Yesterday we were all day in Washington, D.C. filming. Ralph Nader had a lot of important insights, but so did all the other people, about what's going to be coming our way that is not even discussed in the media at all. I'm Gary Nall. Share your thoughts with us now. Give us a call at 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. Back in a moment. Please be with us. I'm Gary Knoll. Nice to have you with us today. We take on the issues: health, nutrition, healing, the environment, the politics of our health care system. And most importantly now, dealing with human nature, human behavior, and challenging the dysfunctional institutions. What good would it do if all I talked about was health and nutrition, and at the same time, the FDA was taking away our rights for supplements, the USDA taking our right for organic gardening, implementing genetic engineering, and then causing anyone who speaks out against the loss of freedom of choice to be considered no better than a terrorist? That's why we have spread out and broadened our approach. It's a necessary agenda for a necessary time. Now, some important announcement coming at you right now, and I'm going to go to your calls. Those of you who are online, please give us a call. I want to hear your points of view, 888-874-4888. Just a quick announcement. I had a long conversation this morning from London with a gentleman who was on the show yesterday. We are going to do something historic. This coming Monday evening, when we would normally do Progressive Commentary Hour from 7 to 8 p.m., we're going to do a three-hour special by reconvening those people who just finished in Toronto a three-day conference where they provided forensic evidence deconstructing everything that was wrong about the official 9/11 report. These are scholars. These are people. It was all headed by the former Supreme Court Justice of Italy. This is the information we've been waiting for. This is all grounded in good science. And we have the best of the best. This is going to be a historic program, information you're not aware of. And that will be this coming Monday from 7 to 10 p.m., a three-hour special. You won't want to miss it. But now you've been hearing some good music. Richard Polonesky has just joined the studio. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Doing great. First off, let me just tell people, I haven't had a dance party in 2 years, 2.5 years. We're going to have a dance party. This is a way of saying thank you for all of you who've been supportive of this program and this station. Thank you for those who supported in our last fund drive. Thank you for people who are out there sharing information, because there's a whole lot of people talking some good talk to get 93.5 million people on our way to 100 million people going to Progressive Radio for information. And that's on Google. You can see that for yourself. That's more in all conservative and all liberal radio combined as a way of people looking for information. And then they have all the different progressive websites and radio shows and personalities there, and we're number one. So I said, okay, we rented the best green nightclub, and you're going to tell us about the green nightclub. This is a free party. You don't have to buy anything. You're just going to come and dance. I'm mixing the music every day. I'm going to focus upon disco music because I happen to think that's the best dance music ever. And I'm going to take music from the 70s and 80s. And plus throw in Latino music, and it's going to be a long evening. It's going to be, now get this, it's Thursday, September 22nd, 6 to 11 p.m. We have the entire nightclub, and it's an all-green nightclub for this private event. And after 11 at night, the club opens to the public. However, you'll still be allowed to remain and dance if you want to. We'll have our own DJ. I'm mixing the music. I'm going to spend the first hour signing people's books, as I always do. I've done 50 of these parties, but this is going to be a phenomenal one. And as every single party has always been packed, even when we had 6,000 people at the Red Parrot in 1985, I'm expecting this to pack out. It's free. It's our gift to you. Give a call if you want to come. You can only make a reservation for yourself, no one else. Because what happens, I'm going to bring 8 friends, and they don't come, and then people who want to be there can't. And we have to tell the club when we've reached our limit. So you can call 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065. If you'd like to come and spend a wonderful evening doing nothing but enjoying other people in a smoke-free environment, listening to really cool music, dancing, socializing, young or old. I have people in their 80s there. And I'm going to be signing books for the first hour, then dancing, enjoying the party myself. It's been a long time, but I just decided it's time to throw a party. Richard?
Well, Gary, what a tremendous thank you gift to the audience and everyone out there supporting the great work that you do. And if any of you out there have been to a Gary Null dance party, then you know the excitement, all the great things that go on there. And if any of you haven't been there, you must come there. Because as you say, Gary, the diversity, and you get everyone there from, you know, 20s to 80s and beyond, and it's just a wonderful, very high positive energy experience.
You can meet a lot of friends. You make new friends, people of all walks of life, all backgrounds. Call 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065. I think we can handle 1,000 people, which is a big party. But look, next week, we're packed at the Ethical Culture Center. We're going to have about 1,500 people there. So all of our events are packed, and I want people to come. It's free, and you're just going to hear great music. Tell us about the club, because it's unique. It's one of the nicest nightclubs in all of New York, and it's a green club. What's that mean?
Absolutely. It's a highly fitting club for a Gary Null event. And by green, it means it's actually a sustainable club. It features a green, meaning an eco-friendly design, wind power, water and energy efficiency, and even real plants and leaves. And the New York Post said that everything from the building materials, garbage disposal, energy and water usage, it has to be regulated and reduced. And the walls are made of sustainable bamboo instead of wood. And they use special LED light bulbs that use a 30th of the energy that a traditional bulb would use. And also they have, they buy wind power credits worth 100% of their energy needs. And they even have a low flow toilets to save an estimated 15,000 gallons of water annually as well.
That's great. So the music you're going to hear is the best that I could find. I'm mixing it myself. You got to like disco, but there'll be Latino and Latino and Caribbean music thrown in there as well.
But you always have a great mix. It's always a really high energy mix.
Lots of good dancing. All right, so that's it. Call 877-627-5065. Let's say hello to Anthony from New Jersey. Hi, Anthony.
Gary, thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to make a comment real quick. I feel that a lot of the youth these days don't understand what's going on, and I'd like to see some people out there to communicate with the youth, because they're the ones that are going to be, you know, around a lot longer than a lot of other people, hopefully. And I just would like to see, you know, my generation, generation before me, generation after me, everyone trying to understand that, you know, even though they're young, they do have a say in what's going on.
Well, now they do, because they have programs that are by teenagers. They have programs by people in their 20s. We just brought a new program on yesterday that'll be starting in a couple of weeks by a guy from KPFK in Los Angeles. And his is the program dealing with pulp culture, all right, on important issues. So we're creating forums for individuals, of especially young people, to get involved. Like all the young people today could call the governor of New York and say, stop hydrofracking, ban hydrofracking now. Put the public first and the safety of the public first rather than the profits of the oil and gas industry. Call Governor Cuomo to urge him to ban fracking at 866-961-3208. 866-961-3208. And let's get some youth out there making calls. Thanks a lot. John from New York City. Hi, John.
Hello, I'd like to make a comment on two issues. You mentioned the corruption with respect to Obama and Wall Street and the Federal Reserve, and you seem to downplay Ron Paul's position, which has always been consistent, that Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the major two parties are corrupt and should be severely limited. That's one. If you look on the Internet, you can see Ron Paul's archives. He explains in detail all of the positions that he has.
Okay, now, look at that. All right, fair enough. But, John, can you tell me where I downplayed Ron Paul? I'm probably the only guy on Progressive Radio that has actually supported Ron Paul on my website. I'm opposed to Ron Paul on his positions on at least 12 different issues, and I explained that to him. But I absolutely support Ron Paul. If there was an election tomorrow of Obama and all the other presidential candidates, Ron Paul would be the only one I would recommend, not because we're in alignment on a lot of issues, we are not. He is not anti-nuclear. He's pro-nuclear. He's not pro-gay or gay marriage. I am, and I've always been pro-gay rights. So we would have differences. But those differences we can argue on another day in a polite forum. I support Ron Paul because, A, he is the only candidate that would immediately get us out of all of our military conflict around the world. He would eliminate the Federal Reserve and turn the power over to the Treasury. He would stop all of the corporate bailouts, all the corporate welfare. He would also support our freedom of choice. He would stop the FDA from banning vitamins. He would stop the FDA and USDA from banning raw food. He does not support genetic engineering of food. He supports organic food. He also supports our freedom of choice on vaccines. So just imagine those issues and how they impact us. What would it mean for the average liberal or Democrat or the average progressive conservative? And by the way, to the Democrats and liberals, please, I ask you, do not denigrate those on the right or conservatives, because I can't tell you how many times coming down on the right side of an issue was a progressive conservative. And how many of the Green Party that you've never heard me, Tea Party, you've never heard me denigrate them, because I went out to meet them. I went all over America. I went into their meetings and conferences. I wanted to see, who are they? Are these redneck, racist, misogynist, you know, idiots that that Rachel Maddow and everyone's been mocking and deriding? That's not who I found. Could I find some of those? You bet. But those were the minority. The majority were just conscientious people, at least 25% of Democrats, who were there because they were frustrated with the status quo. Is there one party that's called Tea Party? No, there's over 1,600 different Tea Party groups. But we're only hearing about the ones that have been captured by and in alignment with those who are the very radical on the Republican side, those who are in denial of global warming. But I met people in Tea Party who are in, don't want us war in war, don't want us out, don't who are fully aware of the environment. So a one broad-based integration does no one any good and shouldn't be accepted as the proper way to be inclusive. If we're going to move forward and change the dynamic of our lives, we must do it cooperatively. No one group can do it alone. And what's been missing for so long on the left is they fight each other as well as whoever else is on the other side without looking at the fact that how many people on the left, how many Democrats no longer want to be aligned with the Clinton-Obama corporatocracy. How many liberals don't want to be aligned with the idea that if you're a liberal, you're an atheist, or you know, you're not. I know people who are on the left and right who have very strong moral and spiritual and ethical motivation. So I'm looking for ways to bring people who can share common ideas together. So when it comes right now, would we benefit by getting out of Iraq, Afghanistan? You bet. Not only on saving innocent civilian lives and stopping the destruction of the environment, but save American soldiers also, who I respect. We would save at least $1 to $2 trillion in stopping Halliburton and all these other major military contractors from getting no-bid gigantic insider contracts. That stops with Ron Paul. By being able to have the Federal Reserve stop giving $16 trillion, which would have solved every problem in America, our full infrastructure. We could have had single payer for those who are poor, but private pay for those who want. So you have a duality there. That would have stopped under Ron Paul. So no more $16 trillion. That would have strengthened the dollar. Remember, for every dollar you print, you flood the market with that new money. You devalue what's there. All right? He would have stopped that. So, and he would have given us freedom of choice. Right now, here's where we stand, Democrats and Republicans. We stand very close to the precipice of losing our freedom of choice, of losing our freedom on health care, of having all alternative medicine cease to exist, of having the continued attacks against chiropractic, of having all of our right to take vitamins taken away from us, of having our rights to buy and support small organic farms taken away, of having just genetic engineered food given to us. So if there's someone who would support all that, then I say you bet I'm going to support Ron Paul on these, even though I will take issue with him on the other issues that we disagree on. But he's not the enemy, because he's not for some of the other issues I am for. And I want to look for, no one's going to be perfect. No one's going to have everything that I would want, nor would I be perfect for anyone else. So if someone says, well, okay, Gary, I can accept this, this, and this that you're saying, I disagree with that, fine. Let's accept that we can disagree on something, but let's go forward on other issues that make it a better world. If I can stop suffering, if I can rebuild the infrastructure of America, if I can help stop wars, if I can help people who don't have health insurance, then we're going to do some good for the world. And so this whole idea that it's either a Democrat or nobody, that's foolish. And I think Ron Paul should not run as a Republican. He should run as an independent. That's my own point of view. Hope that answers your question.
So I have one more issue just to bring up. You mentioned that all future summers will have a certain weather pattern, and I can't believe that you believe that anyone can predict the weather for all of the future.
What I said was that what we experienced this summer would now be the new norm, and it will be hot or hotter. That's based upon the latest scientific mapping. And I'm a scientist. I deal in facts. I deal in hard science. You go back 10 years ago and you looked at everything I've been doing. I've been working 7 years on my documentary, The 12 Tipping Points. I haven't found either a Democrat or Republican anywhere in the world who can, anywhere in the United States, who can answer even four of the tipping points. So it is the ignorance of the issues, not the analysis of the facts, that are in question. So when I talk with the science, I read the scientific papers, and I said that we're going to have very high ocean levels. It's not going to be over the next 100 years. It'll be over the next 5 years. When I said we're going to have higher levels of earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes, well, go back and look and see that I was 100% correct. When I said we're going to have the driest states in America, drier than any time in history, look at Texas. The San Antonio newspaper now says that it is the driest it's been in the state's history, and it's going to get worse. And I'm saying, listen to what I'm going to say now. I'm going to go on the record and say that there's now going to be, over the next 5 years, entire cities that will have to be relocated. Not just neighborhoods. Whole cities will cease to exist because there won't be water for them. Do you hear what I just said? Now you're going to say, now you're going to come back with a snarly remark and say, well, there's no way anybody can predict. Yes, there are ways we can predict, because we know how much hydration is in an aquifer. We know a prehistoric aquifer, a Jurassic aquifer, one that will hold water from rain, one that won't, and how much is being drawn out by industry, by agriculture, and by civic use. And right now, those people who are living in areas that do not have the water are living in droughts that are not going to be better, but worse. And you have 16 states that will not be sustainable in the future. I said that 10 years ago. I'm being proven correct today, and it's not about being proven right. I don't care about that. It's about looking at the facts. So if you ever want to take the time to spend the scholarship hours that I do studying, interviewing, reviewing information, you see I do not come to these opinions glibly or in some superficial manner.
I was certainly wrong about your position about Ron Paul, so I wonder, what is your solution to these environmental problems? Are you a carbon footprint kind of guy?
I don't believe that the entire
human fault for these predictions?
No, it's not just humans who have caused the problem. Yes, through the Industrial Revolution, we have increased global warming. But it's a natural phenomena as well as a man-made phenomena. It's a combination of both, and any legitimate climatologist will tell you that. But it starts a whole phenomena of tipping. So when you have weather patterns that are so hot, and I was the first person on the radio to tell you that Iceland was melting, creating 10,000 lakes. Mind you, Iceland is twice as big, almost three times as big as Texas, and it has one of the largest bodies of frozen water in the world, 2 miles thick. And then they found that there were lakes underneath that were melting and going underneath through giant fissures and creating a gigantic waterfalls like Niagara Falls. It looks like that, going down to the bottom. That was creating a skidding motion, and the ice at an angle was going into the ocean and breaking off, but it was going in and calving underneath the water, so people weren't seeing it. You know, when you see a piece of ice drop off and fall into the ocean and go splash, It was doing it underneath the water line, but they didn't know that it was these gigantic cavities were underneath there. And I said, from all the information, including interviewing the man whose character, Jeff Goldblum, was the in Jurassic Park, the chaos theorist, I filmed the actual man at UCLA, and he said, we're now in chaos theory. There is no proper, accurate mathematical model about what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. I said, didn't you and 1,200 other climatologists say that the Larsen B shelf at South America, Antarctica, would be breaking off in about 100 to 5,000 years? He said, yes. Didn't it break off in 29 days? Yes. We are all wrong, weren't you? He said, yes, and that's why I'm telling you now, we are in chaos theory. And that's why I started to look at new projections that we have the ocean rising faster than ever before. It's warming. Now, when the ocean warms, you're going to have more hurricanes and a higher intensity of hurricanes. Now, who would have believed that just 2 weeks ago we'd have had an earthquake of 5.8 and a hurricane in the same week hitting New York and the Eastern Seaboard? Who would have believed that? I was up in Vermont 5 months ago looking at property for my homesteading project, and I said to the realtor, I said, look at all this beautiful valleys. I said, but if it ever floods, what do you mean it's going to flood? It's not going to flood here. It's never flooded here. I said, but what if it does? Well, that's nonsense. Until it did. In Fukushima, can't melt down. That's nonsense. But it did. And 13,000 homes being destroyed in under 20 minutes in Joplin, Missouri. Never happened until it did. In the same week, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 10,000 homes, 200 dead. In the same week, 3,000 earthquakes around Tennessee this year. Low intensity, I think the highest was 5, but they still happen. All right. So I'm saying this. You can either look at the real science of climatology and say, my God, it is so obvious what is happening. Or you can say, none of this means anything. And no, I'm 100%, I'm 1,000% against everything currently being done in the environment, because most of the people in the environment have been sold out by their leaders for money from corporate sponsors. So I track back the dollars to who's creating the dialogue, who's creating the argument, who's buying the scientists. And when you buy a scientist who will tell you there's no such thing as global warming, or we have nothing to do with it, then you have to look beyond the rhetoric. You have to look beyond the talking points. You have to look for the truth and where I'm at, because I can't do a documentary and an accurate documentary unless I have the truth. Well, I have the truth. The truth is we have global warming. We're going because of global warming. My biggest concern, and I mean it's a big concern, is that the water is going to get so warm in the Atlantic that it will stop the conveyor belt. Now, that conveyor belt, which takes warm water from the Caribbean and south up through the Arctic area and back, that's why you have pineapples growing in Cork in Ireland, and that's why you have the Gulf Stream, and that's why you have warm weather. If that stops, you will throw Europe into a new ice age. And I'm at a point where I don't want to say any more to people, gee whiz, why didn't you look at the proof? And someone says, because my politicians or the people I like on television or radio told me it was all nonsense. Okay? Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. I'm Gary Knoll. Thank you all very much. Sorry for the next program I ran into their time. Apologize. But I didn't want to leave short any of these questions. And once again, for young people, specifically today, in this audience, call Governor Cuomo, be polite, and say, Governor Cuomo, please ban fracking. We have the science on our side. Gary Knoll is going to be sending you a whole report on the science about how bad fracking is. It's a bubble. It's an economic scam. It's being run by a lot of shysters. But this hydrofracking is highly dangerous for drilling for natural gas. It threatens our drinking water, threatens our health, threatens our community, and threatens our environment. And call 866-961-3208. And I just understood we've had over 500 reservations for the dance party, so it'll probably be filled up today. If you want to join me for the big dance party coming up, and it's free, that'll be next Thursday from 6 to 11 at a whole green venue downtown, call 877-627-5065. Have a nice day, everyone.
Gary Null Show is produced in our New York City studios. The producer is Richard Gale. The engineer is Matthew Bogart. All shows are archived by Kyle Pollard. Our chief archivist is Sharon Pride. And the program director is Jason Tabenfeld.